With the tranquility of rural England shattered by civil war, evil was spawned at a time of strife in the land.
Take him, Stern. Look for the devil's marks upon him.
Right. Help us, you two.
Pounding the innocent in violence and terror, this evil man showed no mercy in the pursuit and interrogation of his victims. He was called the Witch Finder General. And amidst the horror of the witch hunt, a story of tender young love.
Didn't your uncle just say you must early to bed?
He did.
And isn't he a wise man?
He is.
But even their innocence is cruelly corrupted by the vile touch of the Witch Finder General.
My motive in coming here was to find the truth.
Vincent Price is the Witch Finder General. Lust and greed were his only gods.
The money from the magistrate. 9 guineas in silver.
Good. Now we can leave.
Ian Ogilvy as Richard Marshall. He stood alone against the forces of devilish destruction.
And it is in thy sight, O Lord, that I hereby swear I shall not rest from the pursuit of his murderers till they stand before thee, ready to answer to thee for their sins.
Rupert Davies as John Lowes.
Master Marshall, welcome.
Patrick Wymark as Oliver Cromwell.
Amongst the most pleasurable aspects of victory, gentlemen, is the opportunity it affords to reward valor. It ranks almost with good food.
And Wilfrid Bramble.
And what line of business might you be in?
God's business. Witch finding.
Witch finding. Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
And introducing Hilary Dwyer as Sarah. Filmed in authentic detail and photographed with piercing realism against the actual background of peaceful villages and quiet countryside. Never has England looked so beautiful, yet been so violent.
I'm your man friend. John Stern, they call me.
Man's inhumanity to man portrayed on the screen so vividly that you flinch. So real that you too will fear the Witch Finder General. Be the first to see it. Be the first to talk about it. The Witch Finder General.